Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you'll have to listen in tomorrow to find out if Miss Jolene's here or not. Miss Jolene was with us yesterday, and then she missed the day, and she was there the next day. So like I say, we ain't going to tell you when Jolene's here or not. You just got to listen in to find out if Miss Jolene's here with us or not. We're going to get started with our birthdays. The first birthday that we have is Clayton Powell. Happy birthday to you, Clayton. Bill Sullins, happy birthday to you, Bill. Dennis Shaden, happy birthday to you, Dennis. DeRonda Conniff, happy birthday to you. Barnacle Bill Sullins, happy birthday to you. And Miss Debbie Latrinda, happy birthday, Debbie. And that is all of my Facebook family and friends' birthday. The weather today, it's actually a very cold, 27 degrees. I'll just tell you, to me, it was supposedly the temperatures were colder yesterday or day before yesterday, but it feels colder to me today. I don't know if it's the wind. It's the wind chill, I take it. The wind chill is really bad out there, so that is what is going on. I want to send out prayers and good vibes and things to the folks over there in Berlin, Germany. A fatal truck crashed in Berlin. 9 people are dead after a truck crashes into a Christmas market. They're live. Let's see if we can hear anything. I don't know if we can hear anything or not. Let's see. I don't know if they're going to say anything or not. I mean, they are alive. I have seen people checking in saying that they're safe. Well, it looks like we're getting no news on that. It just says it's live, but that don't mean shit. It's like, no, we don't see nothing on there. But prayers and thoughts go out to those folks and things. There was a protest. All 8 Kentucky electoral votes, Trump and Pence, all of Kentucky's 8 electoral votes, they said voted for Trump and Pence. There was actually a protest against the Electoral College today at the Capitol. I don't know. you can't change something that's already been done there. Let's talk about 26-ton. The Coast Guard and the Canadian Navy seized 26 tons of cocaine in the Pacific. That is a lot of cocaine, people. 26 tons. It came up to $715 million was brought onshore Thursday in a Florida following multiple recent seizures by the U.S. Coast Guard and the Royal Canadian Navy in the Eastern Pacific. The Coast Guard officer said at a news conference that the drugs brought to Fort Lauderdale, imagine that, came from 27 separate vessel interdictions and 5 bail recovery operation off Central and South America over the past 3 months. It's like, wow. I had a friend said that if he seen them burn it, he still wouldn't believe that it all got confiscated. And I agree. I think 26 ton, that there'll be some of it, too, out there on the ground. Not on the ground. There'll be more of it back out there in the street and things with the folks. That's a lot of cocaine, though. 26 ton in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I mean, were they? And I'll just be honest with you. I know some people that used to live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and it's a big cocaine state. I mean, a big cocaine state, so imagine that. 26 ton, though, that's a lot of cocaine. Lot of cocaine, people. Let's see, as far as anything else, it's just, you know, like I say, the prayers and thoughts and good vibes go out to the folks that have been injured, 9 people injured, and 9 people killed and many people that are injured. They say that it remains, the police say that on Twitter, the truck rammed into the market outside of the Capitol's popular Christmas market. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
No, I sure don't.
And what is your temperature today, Paula?
A lot warmer.
Cold. 27. Yeah, that's what we are. We're 27. And, you know, I said it was colder yesterday than it is today, and it feels colder today than it. I mean, I just froze to damn death today.
It was 20 degrees in my bedroom this morning, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I've got like on three pairs of pants on. You might as well say. I mean, I am froze.
Me too,
I think,
girl.
It's the wind. It's the wind, I believe, that's made it so cold.
Yeah, because the wind chill factor feels like it's 22, even though it's 27, and then it was -4 this morning wind chilled, and it was 14 outside.
Yeah, it's that wind. You know, that wind is where it's at, I believe.
And the dampness. I think the dampness. Whoa, buddy. If it hadn't rained and been so damp, it might not have felt so cold either.
Right. Oh, I agree. Like, man. Let's send out some good prayers and vibes and things. Actually, my mother had called me yesterday, but my mother, I was upset a little bit yesterday about the grandkids, and I was driving, and my mother thought I was driving the Mustang. She's like, I just couldn't tell you nothing yesterday. You was driving, already upset, and she said, out there, and I just knew you was driving that Mustang, and that just worried me even more, and she said, I couldn't tell you anything. But she has told me today that... And I mean, it's devastating to me because me and Paul is my first cousin. He's my mother's brother's son. We are exactly the same age. And I've always been close to Paul throughout school and things. Paul, they've always been good to me. I mean, man. But he's battling colon cancer, and he's not doing good. I talked to my other cousin, his sister, because his sisters are staying with him just 24/7, you know, not leaving his side because he's at home. The doctors say there's nothing they can do for him. And she told me earlier that, you know, he's just so weak. He's so weak that, you know, he can't even hardly say the word, I love you. And they're not expecting him to make it to Christmas. So, burn some sage, send some good vibes and things that I don't want him to suffer, you know, and I don't want my family to watch him suffer, you know, especially my mother's sister. I mean, she's a breast cancer survivor, you know. She's had both of her breasts removed, and she's a breast cancer survivor, you know. So, I mean, you can only imagine how hard this is for her, you know, to see that her child, you know, I'm sure she's probably wondering, well, how come she survived and he's not going to survive from this, you know. Of course, we're talking about two different types of cancer. But, you know, it's saddened to my heart because I've lost my whole Collins family to cancer. I mean, cancer killed my whole Collins side. And now, I mean, you know, it's on my shepherd's side. So, I mean, it's like, you know, I got both sides of my family that's being tragically took by a killing, I mean, devastating killing disease. I mean, cancer is just a horrible thing. I do not want anybody's family or loved one to have to go through that, because it is just heart-wrenching to the heart. I mean, it's just heart-wrenching, you know, to be helpless and not be able to help them. And you know, what usually happens is they end up giving them so much morphine to make them comfortable and get them out of pain that a lot of times they go into a coma. And they never wake up. They never wake up.
And if cannabis were legal, or if cannabis had never been done to it, what it got done to it, look at all the lives could have been helped because of this one plant.
Well, you know, that's funny, Paula, because me and my mother were talking today. My mother's never smoked a cigarette. My mother's never said a cuss word in my life, you know. And me and my mother was talking today about, you know, just about the hemp plant. My mother fully, truly believes that this plant is the cure. And my mother even said today that, you know, that she believes that, yeah, we will have this as a medicine one day, but not by the right medicine. She thinks that the pharmaceuticals and the FDA and the government is the ones that's going to control all of it, all because of the money.
They're going to try. Yeah, they're going to try because they're greedy, evil bastards. And they made it illegal to start with.
And this cousin that I've got, Lucy is a lot of people don't know this, but I've got a lot of family that are ministers. I know y'all heard me say that. My brother's a minister. I've got several family members that are ministers. My grandfather was a minister, bit 18 times by a rattlesnake, never once died from it. Cancer killed him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. To live, to be bit 18 times by a rattlesnake and not die from it, and then to die from cancer, I'm going to tell you, that's pretty damn sad. You know, 18 damn times you was bit by a rattlesnake and didn't die from it. Who could survive something like that? You know, and then to turn around and die of cancer, you know. My thing is I believe with all my heart that they've got a cure, but they do not want to cure nobody. It's all about the greedy, select few controlling everything.
Yeah, because if they cure you, then they can't make money off of you. They have to keep you sick, or, you know, so they can keep making money off of you.
Well, you know, here's another example that makes, you know, you really think about it. This is the people that's all tied in together. Your legislators, your stock market. Let's think about it. Legislators, stock markets. You have to put the stock market
bankers
in there, because why? Your bankers, right. Your lawyers, your judges. You know, all these rich people that are taking and prospering off of the sick and dying. Look at all the money that they make. And just like my dead cousin that's laying down there on his deathbed, the money they've got from his insurance for chemo, radiation, you know, knowing very well that none of this chemo and radiation has ever cured the first fucking case. Never cured the first fucking case. Where's the first case at? You know.
Exactly.
I tell you something else I hear. I heard Westerfield. Westerfield, he was on a live feed with some of our legislators earlier today. It was the last thing on the news feed. And they were talking about Westerfield's going to come up with some kind of new bill. We got 36,000 fucking inmates, nonviolent inmates now, nonviolent inmates incarcerated in our local jails in the state of Kentucky. 36,000. Now, they're nonviolent offenders. Little penny ante things. What do you want to bet that over 75% of that is from child support.
And the rest
And the rest of them are probably pot smokers. Exactly, Paula. You know, and my thing is how, okay, if you're going to arrest the fathers for child support, then you need to make a fucking work fucking program so that the child can, they can work if they have to go, if they're going to go to jail, then you got to work. Have them set up with a job. You know. I mean, because how is this benefiting the child? And they're up on the live stream today bitching about how much it costs to incarcerate these people and how that the jails cannot handle incarcerating these people. The prisons are overloaded and they can't handle them. And they don't get enough federal funding to keep these people and give these people the type of treatment and help they need. So why the fuck are we incarcerating them for then?
Exactly.
If they're, if you're not helping to fix the problem,
then
and you're only
problem.
Adding to the problem, yeah, and you're adding to the problem, then you're a part of the fucking problem. You know, Westerfield, you know, fuck you, Westerfield. We don't really know how you are, you know.
Right.
I couldn't even listen to him because, I mean, they had me so mad I was fixing to cuss them all to hell, you know, because,
right.
I mean, the only thing that I could, the only thing that I could think of is I've got a cousin laying down there on his deathbed. Do they give a fuck? No, they don't give a fuck. How much is it going to cost to bury him? About $7,000, $7,000 to $10,000 for a burial. You know, I mean, you think about $7,000 to $10,000 for anybody to bury a loved one. It's just fucking insanity.
That's why
it's insanity.
I told him to burn me. That's why I told him to cremate me.
You know, I mean, that's just so wrong. I mean, you know, no wonder. I mean, hell, I mean, what's a damn wooden box cost that you build, you know, to put you in?
Oh,
but you know,
they
have
all
a state, well, they have a state law. You might can get you a wooden, I mean, you can get you a real nice wooden coffin. Don't get me wrong. My dad was buried in a wooden coffin. I mean, a beautiful wooden coffin. One of the prettiest wooden coffins I've ever seen in my life. It was all hand detailed out and things. But we have a state law. I don't know about other states, but we have a state law. You have to have a vault over top of the coffin. That vault's about $3,000. I don't know. It's a state law, Paul. I have no idea. Why is that? Why do we got to have a vault? I mean, have we got an increase on people fucking digging people up. Back when I was a child, yes, they were digging fucking people up in the cemetery and stealing the gold and the jewelry off the dead people. Back when I was a child. That's been a long time ago when I was. That's not fucking happening now because you know why? These younger generations ain't got enough get in their ass, is the way I'm going to put it. They ain't got enough backbone in their ass to even fucking shovel a thing of dirt.
And now you know, they used to take all the jewelry off, anyways, now.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's true, Paula. Now they don't very seldom, very few people ever get buried with their jewelry. That's right. Right before they close the casket. I mean that's the way it was with my baby sister. Where she was gonna be buried at, man, the chances of her being dug up was really high. And so yeah, my mother had them to remove every piece of jewelry that was on her. Sure did. And my mother got talked about like a dog over that. She sure did. My mother really got talked about like a dog by the people that that was nothing to us. You know, they tried to shame my mother. Like I told them, don't shame my mother. My mother's the one give birth to her, and my mother is the one that slept with my father. I don't know where the fuck these people think they came from. You know, it's none of your fucking business what my mother does. You know, it was her baby. I don't know. Tragic. I mean, you know, my heart is heavy for my aunt. My heart is heavy for my cousin Paul. I've not tagged him. He is on Facebook, and I've not tagged him. I did go up on his timeline and tell him that I loved him with all my heart, and then I messaged my other cousin, his sister that I know that's with him, the nurse. She stays with him Monday through Friday, and then the other sisters pitch in on Saturday and Sunday and stay with him and things. Nobody leaves him. I don't know. It's sad. Absolutely sad. I mean, you know, to think that, I mean, you know, Christmas, I mean, just like the little young children that's been shot and killed in Lexington, you know, they're having to have their first Christmas without these little children, you know. Just wrong. We're going to take a break, though. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20. No, it's Naked Women Smoking Marijuana, 5 minutes and 54 seconds. We'll be right back. Here we go.
It's still 4:20. It's still 4:20 somewhere.
Right.
Thanks to my kind of angel.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's
saw me.
Dave's not here.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo, kana. Huneb, hinab, hinni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasens, kia insangu, kep kif, kia, kini.
Straight.
damn door. Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh, Dave's not here. Big shout out to Jack of H. Apu. Thank you, Jack. We appreciate you sharing the show and things out there. And thank all the folks that's been saying prayers. And thanks for my cousin. It really means a lot to me. Thank y'all. I appreciate it. It humbles me and things. My. All kinds of people are sick. Little children are sick. I just see so many people that's sick. I mean, alkaline the body, people. I cannot express that enough.
I think
enough.
It's the grills and all the chemicals in the food that's keeping everybody and making everybody sick.
Well, you know, me and my mother were talking about that today. And, you know, I tell you, I got words that haunts me. I've got one ex-husband that is dead, and that ex-husband that's dead, his dying words, you know, he told his mother that she had to be sure to tell me that he wanted me to stop eating, and hell, this is back in the early 90s when he passed away, you know, 95, something like that. His dying words, though. I mean, he just desperately wanted to tell me to my face, but they didn't know where I was at or how to reach me or anything because he actually lived in Atlanta, Georgia. And they brought his body back from Atlanta to Cynthiana, Kentucky, and buried him. He's buried in a little community called Bury, Kentucky. I mean, I've visited his grave, but after he had passed away and I found out he had passed away, I went to visit my ex-mother-in-law because, you know, I know where her home was at, and that was her thing, to grow my own food. That was his dying words, to grow my own food and things, to stop buying what the government was feeding me, that they were killing people with cancer, and that's what he died of, 32 years old, eat up with cancer. He was a truck driver, and he said it was the gas. It was the gas. There was no doubt in his mind it was the gas where they ripened bananas, they ripened tomatoes and food and stuff that they were transporting from Georgia to New York. Thank everybody out there. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. God bless everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another show, and I'm going to take us away. Love you all. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you, too. Have a good afternoon.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.